It's Monday, the 25th of April. It is exactly 8 a.m. My wife's just gone in the shower. And I'm not recording outside this morning because if I go to the door, I stick my head out. It's wild, and they say the caravan is actually sheltered. It's also very cold and sleety rain, or rainy sleet, whatever you want to call it. A big change on today. I'm standing looking due north at the front of the caravan towards the this side of the sand dunes where there's lots of gorse and rough scrub, and the wind is sweeping up over the dunes and the tops of these scrub bushes, swaying about madly. So the wind's still coming down, straight down from the Arctic, down from the north, right across the Moray Firth to here. Yesterday was a beautiful day, unbelievable. It wasn't promising first thing in the morning, it was nice, but that's all it was. So the day went on, it just got nicer and nicer, and it was our anniversary yesterday. So we were walking, went over the dunes, and we were walking along the beach yesterday morning about 11 o'clock, yeah. 10:30, 11 o'clock, right along and back. And then we walked up through the park to the local golf club, the Nairn Dunbar Golf Club. Beautiful place, beautiful clubhouse. Because we're doing a carvery on Sunday, we thought that would be really nice for the anniversary. So what we did was we booked ourselves in for about 2 o'clock, and then we walked back down to the caravan. Had a cup of tea, went up there and had a beautiful carvery dinner. Absolutely lovely. And this clubhouse has just got panoramic views. Just a beautiful, beautiful place. I'm not a golfer. In fact, I can't stand golf. But eating a carvery in a clubhouse on a Sunday afternoon for your anniversary was very nice indeed. Once we had done that, we came back and my wife went down for a wee sleep to sleep off the big dinner, overeating. And in the evening we took a run out the beautiful back roads of Nairn out to Codder, a historic place. If you look up Codder Castle. Yes, you might have recognised that name, Codder, so I won't say any more. There's a clue in the name. Very historical place. It's a tiny wee village, but it's so picturesque. And it has massive Douglas firs and pine trees, and I'm trying to remember the other great big conifers that grow or live for 100, 200, 300 years. They've got them in this tiny wee village. It's a beautiful place. And it has a great wee bar restaurant nestled just next to the wee bowling club. But you could drive past this place if you, honestly, if you were on the road and you didn't know anything about it, you would just drive past this village and never go in there. Which is a damn shame. We always go in at least once when we're up here. Anyway, then back for Fiat in the caravan last night. And we sat and watched the most glorious sunset. Very unusual skies. The skies were so calm, absolutely calm. And the clouds were forming like UFO shaped patterns and long, extremely long cigar shaped clouds that never seemed to move and were highlighted with different colours of the sun. It was extremely beautiful and magical last night. I took several photographs with my iPhone and my my camera, but nothing was capturing what my eyes were seeing. Never does, actually. I've always said that. I don't care what you say about photography. I mean, nothing captures what your eyes capture. Anyway, so that was it. But this morning, I said the forecast was for a big change on. And it certainly was a big change. Big change. Sleet and snow forecast today. The plan's today to drive over. That's why we're up early, actually. We're going to drive over back over to Dingwall to pick up something that my wife saw. She wants to make sure that she can get in first and get it. There's not something that's on sale. It was in a wee furniture shop we spotted. She swithered, but now she decided she wants it, so we're going to have to drive all the way over to Dingwall just to get it. But rather than waste fuel, what we're going to do is go on, continue from there, right over to Ullapool on the west coast. A whole favourite of ours, Ullapool, my goodness. So that's a good day trip, way over there and back. Let's hope it doesn't snow too much. I think if I see any serious snow heading down on that road, I'll be turning back. But it's a beautiful, beautiful running through the glens, the mountains and the glens right over to Ullapool on the west coast. So that'll be the day. That'll probably take up most of the day. Then we'll see what happens after that. But it's a shame I'm not outside this one. It's just far too wet and windy and cold. Yeah, I'm getting soft. No, not really. Just the wind and the rain would just be getting into the mics. Snowing up. Right. Time to go. Get ready for the shower.